bus passenger stabbed 33 times while driver continues route. A shocking video has emerged of a Las Vegas bus passenger repeatedly stabbing another man while the driver continues to drive despite the victim's screams for help. Aaron Cole, aged 59, has been charged with the brutal murder of Dominique Lucas, aged 30, on the 26th of February, following an argument on an RTC bus. The video, which was screened to a Clark County grand jury, shows Lucas shouting, "I wasn't bothering you," at Cole, who is seated beside him. Seconds later, Cole takes out a knife and stabs Lucas. Despite Lucas's pleas to let him off the bus, the driver continues to drive, and Cole continues to stab him. The attack lasts for about 4 minutes, during which time the bus doors open and close briefly. Cole is seen returning to his seat as Lucas begs for help. The bus driver activates a panic button to call for help and asks Lucas if he wants to get off the bus. Cole then gets up and starts stabbing the victim again. The attack took place at 4:50 p.m., and the bus stopped 5 minutes later as the driver and passengers ran out. Police arrived at the scene at 4:58 p.m. Lucas crawled out of the bus and died of his wounds, with only one passenger seen helping him. According to grand jury transcripts, the driver claimed he kept the doors closed for the safety of the victim and passengers, and when asked if it was protocol for a driver to physically help an injured rider, he answered, "Not that I know of." The bus was on an alternative path that day and driving on the left side of the road, so the doors needed to remain shut because of the risk of the victim or passengers running into traffic. 10 days before the stabbing, Cole had been arrested on a charge of assault with the use of a deadly weapon and carrying a concealed weapon. Sources said the incident involved Cole threatening another person on a bus with a knife. In 1994, Cole was arrested on a second-degree murder charge after shooting a man in a Salvation Army lobby in Texas, and he spent 23 years behind bars before being released in 2017. Following his arrest for the February 16 incident, Cole was released on his own recognizance, with the judge waiving the $3,000 bail prosecutors had asked for, deeming Cole a low risk.